the standard view of democracy, which is what you hear in the 4th of July rhetoric, but there's an actual view of democracy, which is held by sophisticated elites. And their view is that the public is the dangerous enemy. You are the domestic enemy.
You could interfere.
You are the domestic enemy.
You could set us back.
You are the domestic enemy. It goes back to the 17th century English Revolution. One historian pointed out at the time, they are making the people so curious and so arrogant that they will never find humility enough to submit to a civil rule. Theologian Reinhold Niebuhr explained that because of the stupidity of the average man, he follows not reason but faith and requires necessary illusion. That's the way you control your domestic enemy. You are the domestic enemy.
The American people are running wild.
You are the domestic enemy.
Shaking up our nation.
You are the domestic enemy. Harold Lasswell explains that we should not succumb to democratic dogmatisms about men being the best judges of their own interests. The best judges are the elites who must be ensured the methods to impose their will. There's a logic to the whole thing. In a state in which you can control the population by force, it really doesn't matter very much what people think. But when the voice of the people can be heard, you've got to make sure it says the right thing. You are the domestic enemy.
Every one of you is in the way.
You are the domestic enemy.
You could interfere.
You are the domestic enemy.
Every one of you is in the way.
You are the domestic enemy.
You could set us back.
You are the domestic enemy.
Every one of you is in the way.
You are the domestic enemy.
The American people are running wild.
You are the domestic enemy.